they're trying to accomplish a stable, safe environment at the nuclear power plant. It's unclear whether that will be the case. We know that this mission has been weeks in the making. We know that yesterday, Rafael Mariano Grossi, the agency's chief, and he came back wearing body armor from that Russian-occupied territory, coming back into Ukrainian-held territory, telling reporters, telling the world that the IAEA is here and that we're not leaving. It was a very definitive statement, and he said that the 18 members would stay behind until Sunday at least, but they wanted to have an ongoing presence there at the plant so that when there's accusations of Ukraine shelling the plant, Russia shelling the plant, they can have an impartial report to deliver to the world. That being said, President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that the tour that those inspectors took yesterday at the plant he didn't characterize it as a sham, but coming close to those words, saying that the Russian armed forces had put on a kind of presentation for them.